I never missed a Sunday of church or Sunday school. And that's the one thing my grandma made us do every Sunday. I shouldn't say she made us, but I mean, we were so used to going and everything. Boy, she made sure we were up in that church. But it was worth it. Nowadays, you're lucky if you find anyone there. I go. My son goes, him and his wife and their daughter, they go. My granddaughter, when I can get her up out of bed, she goes. And I'm involved in the church now, and the Gill, and we went to a meeting last week for the church. I went to that. For a while there, I didn't go to church because I was more into the Dakota religion. I'd go to sweats and ceremonies, and what's really good about that is they are just so powerful. I go into a sweat, and when I come out of that sweat, I just feel so... just like everything's lifted off me. It's an enormous feeling. No, I definitely very well... I believe in the Dakota religion very much. You know, I feel that way there, but when I go to church, I just feel like, you know, it isn't the same at all. To me, the Dakota religion is much more spiritual, and the feeling that it gives you is more powerful than the church. And that's one thing I wish they would have never have taken away from the Indians, because that's powerful.